lady, shut up. The fuck?
Where's the alcohol?
Welcome to episode 29. It's gonna be a very short episode.
Sorry about that. Third one in the day.
Amanda has some current events. They might not be as current as you would like them to be, but we're on vacation right now, so we're enjoying our time.
We'll be about to head back home, actually. You already be home.
I already be home, but Amanda won't be home.
I'll be at the airport.
Okay.
Anyway.
Scoot over. There you are.
Okay, some old ass current events. So, the internet is losing their mind over this mug that it looks like it says the C word, but it's actually University of Texas.
Oh,
and then
wow.
People are putting, like, the C in front of it. So, I just thought that was kind of funny. So,
Shane Dawson has an actual cup that looks like that, though.
Oh, I get it, because the handle's
the
C.
Right.
Oh, okay.
Shane Dawson definitely has one like that, though.
And then my other current amount is one we just looked up. And so basically, this guy is making $500,000 a year by doing
Twitter.
He's a guy that runs Uber Facts on Twitter. He just retweets facts, and he makes $500,000 a year.
That's crazy. Why don't I have that job?
I think we should start.
I think we should just make a dummy account and then just put facts on it. You keep scooting out of the frame.
Oh, I feel like I'm sitting so close. I'm sorry.
It looks fine in the frame, though.
We're really close under here.
Me too.
So yeah, that's Chris Sanchez.
Is he single?
He might be. We should totally try to date him.
If not, work for him.
Like, I'll tweet for you.
Hey, I'll tweet you anytime.
I want to know how you make money on that. You just monetize it?
I guess, yeah. Ad revenue, maybe.
All right.
I don't know.
Well, let's get her in.
Well, today we are doing a fun little game where we are making up slogans to popular companies. Because, you know what, sometimes their slogans don't really match what they're trying to sell. Mm-hmm. And that we might have better slogans for them. So, Amanda, do you have a cool slogan in the company you want to start us off with?
Sure. Just to give credit, Jenna and Julian podcasted this first.
Yeah, and actually, I was at work earlier this week, and my friend said something about a slogan, what our slogan should be, at a place that I work at, and I thought it was funny, and I said, yeah, that'd be a really good podcast.
Mm-hmm.
So, here we are! Thanks, Allison!
Okay, should I tell... I found some of these online, and some of them are my own.
Because she's
be able
not
to tell.
Creative.
So, and some of them I kind of revamped. Okay, here we go. Dick's. Sporting Goods, if you've never heard of Dick's. Where you can buy sports clothing, and then not be able to afford food.
That is true. Pepsi. We're just trying to compete with Coke. So we slapped emojis on every bottle to say no.
Because Coke was the one that came up with all the, like, names.
Yeah.
That's so true.
And the emojis are stupid. They're only, like, the smiley face ones.
Oh, yeah.
Pepsi, get out of here.
I don't know anyone that chooses Pepsi over Coke. Do you?
No.
No, not one.
I don't really like Pepsi.
And the only
I don't really like soda that much, though.
That's true. And people only go to Pepsi stuff because they have Mountain Dew. If they didn't have Mountain Dew, they'd be done.
Yeah, they would.
Or Cherry.
They can't even... They had to change the name of Sierra Mist.
Really?
It's what called is it? Mist Twist now.
Oh, I thought that was just an offering.
No. Wow. I know, they didn't even announce it, but they're trying to stay relevant and, like, push it to kids.
So, Mist Twist is cooler than... Like,
Sierra Mist.
I'd just be like...
Sierra Mist just always looked crisp.
Yeah.
Like it was classier mm-hmm. than Pepsi.
Yeah, because a Sierra Mist Coke?
No,
Pepsi.
Right, that's what I'm saying. It always seemed like it was too classy.
Oh. Pepsi. But does Coke have something like Sierra?
Right.
So stupid.
Come on.
I love Sprite, though.
Even though Sprite, though, I feel like it doesn't really match the realm of the Coke product.
Yeah.
Because they always get, like, LeBron James or Drake or, like, something, like, way too cool to be Coke. Where Coke mm-hmm. is, like, I'm a classic soda.
Yeah, and they don't
like
need...
Like, you, your grandma, and your cousin, and everyone mm-hmm. else that you know loves Coke.
They have a good marketing team, for sure.
They do.
That's the only reason mm-hmm. they're saying wrong. Because, I mean, it's not much of a taste difference.
Coke and Pepsi?
Yeah.
I think Coke has a weird taste at the end, like a weird aftertaste.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
I would always choose Coke over.
But even like Coke, they have this like thing with McDonald's where it tastes different at McDonald's because they have a special ingredient. If you like Coke products and you really like Coke from McDonald's, it's because Coke and McDonald's have some kind of patented deal where they have a special secret ingredient, which they already have a secret ingredient in Coke, but they have another one within the one at McDonald's, and that's why everyone goes crazy for Coke at McDonald's.
I didn't know that, because I used to be a big Coke person before I cut out soda in my life.
True story, bro. That's also probably why they don't have those Coke machines. Those ones, like single button touchscreen things.
Oh, that's true.
But Burger King does, because Burger King tries to do anything to stay relevant, like mac and cheese Cheetos.
Oh my god, we got Chinese food last night, Josh and I was like, dang, we should have got mac and cheese Cheetos, because Burger King's right next to me. He's like, we just got like $25 in Chinese food, and you want those shitty-ass mac and cheese Cheetos.
Go through the drive-thru.
Yeah. I would have paused back.
They always are doing stuff, though, to stay relevant, too.
Yeah, because there's nothing really special.
They did bacon sundaes. You remember that?
Yes.
Gross.
Yes.
I saw that. It's crazy.
Ew. Well, I also saw a list of, like, 25 random foods, and most of it was Burger King. Like weird foods that people created. Mm-hmm. But Taco Bell's potato taco was on there.
That is not weird.
They still have it.
Yeah.
And it's so good. Actually, it was better before, though, because it had that pepper jack sauce on it.
It didn't have the spicy.
Now it has the quesadilla sauce on it.
I agree. I totally
agree. I used to work at Taco Bell, so I kind of know these things.
We're, like,
I'm really good at folding burritos.
Yeah. Like, I got the end.
I worked there before Taco Bell had breakfast, so I'm excited.
Oh, yeah.
And I have the inside at Long John Silver's, so if you want to know how your fish was cooked, it came frozen.
Lady, god damn it, girl. All right, next one.
Was it my turn?
Yeah.
Oh, Waffle House. You're only here because you're drunk or you're high. Or you've never been here before.
Yeah. Target, just hand us your wallet.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
The other one I have is, we make you think you need it.
Yes!
Yes! I have Target right after this, too. And I said, a place to buy all the things you didn't even know you needed, or the fancy Walmart. Because it's so true.
Taco Bell. Just go ahead and throw your tacos in the toilet. It's going to end up there anyway.
Oh my god!
It is so. I don't know what they put in their food, but you can even try to eat vegan there, and it just doesn't. It doesn't stay in your body that fast. And it's not a.
I don't know. It tastes so good, even though it looks so shitty.
That shit. Yeah. Their beans, though, are just. They're the weirdest thing. So the way that they make their refried beans, I don't know about the black beans because they didn't have those when I worked there, but you get the refried beans. It comes in the sack. And it just looks like powder. It just sits like a little couple of like chunk up beans and powder. And you just put hot water in it and it sits there and they're made.
Oh, how are the, what was it? Oh, the little sugar thing.
Oh, the cinnamon twists. Those are crazy because they're noodles.
Yeah, I was like, what? Well, you told me
so they come as noodles and they put them in the deep fryer and they just pop up.
And is it like Instant Pop?
I mean, it's pretty fast.
That's weird.
And the beef. Don't eat the beef. It's like straight up dog food.
Really? And it comes in just a big bag.
Big old bag of dog food.
It's
not okay.
The potatoes just come frozen?
Yeah, they're just deep fried.
And they're already like cut and everything?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Not much preparation goes into your Taco Bell burrito. I'm sorry. That's why they're 99 cents a pop.
So good.
Okay. Quality.
Hot Pockets. Oh, was this my turn?
Yeah.
Oh, Hot Pockets. Every bite will either burn your tongue or be frozen.
That's from online. I'm not that clever.
Yankee Candle. No, our candles aren't laced with gold. You just pay for it like it is.
Oh my god. Yes. We still pay it.
You know, but they smell so freaking good.
They last a while, don't they?
Kinda. Yeah. I burn candles pretty regularly,
they're good.
It's worth it, I guess.
Even Bath and Body Works.
But you can get it at TJ Maxx for cheaper. Like
$6. TJ Maxx is like gold. Mm-hmm. That's their slogan. They have so many like hidden
but
gems.
I don't know how they get away with some of the things they do, though. So TJ Maxx, in a sense, I think it's a store where companies no longer sell certain products, or it's like an old trend, or maybe they're just the rejects of the collection, because they always have like American Eagle, or like these like weird brands no one's ever heard of, or they're just like department stores. And then they always have it at TJ Maxx, and they're so cheap, but they're still relevant and like on trend. Which I never understood.
It's weird. I never, yeah. Maybe it is just stuff that they're out of, like, they're taking out of their store and they can sell
it cheaper. But wouldn't you think it wouldn't be on trend, though?
That's true.
Because they, I mean, they have some good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't really know how they get away with a lot of stuff that they do. And, like, the Yankee candles.
Yeah.
They're honestly, like, so though, cheap.
The thrift store is better than TJ Maxx sometimes.
Sometimes, depending on what part of, you know, city you are in.
True.
Sometimes you get some really shitty shit.
All right. You. Me? Okay. Benadryl. Take this to knock your ass out.
Yeah. That's usually what I use
it for. It's not even for friggin' allergies. Let's be real.
Forever 21. Bitch, this is all you can afford.
Oh my god. I have Forever 21. I'll just read that one now.
Or it should be like, these clothes were sewn with children's tears.
It was so sad. Or Forever 21, everything's different next to each other. This is how I put Forever 21.
Good luck.
Forever 21, for all ages.
Yeah. Oh my god.
Walmart, low prices, low standard of human being.
Yes.
You see the craziest people at Walmart.
We still, I mean,
and it's like, it's almost like they're like, we're going to Walmart. So they like try to justify it.
Yeah. Like, we're at Walmart. We can dress like this.
No. No. Would you die in that? That's what you should think every time.
That's what Josh's mom says.
Would you? Yeah.
She wouldn't let me go home in pajamas one day because she said, would you want to die in that?
Just imagine. If you died and if ghosts are real, you. What if you're just walking around in your ghostly body in the outfit that you died in?
You are so morbid.
I'm just saying.
I don't know if I would care what outfit I died in.
I mean,
what if you died naked? So do you just stay naked forever?
That would be terrifying to see a naked ghost.
Yeah. Ooh.
That's weird. Or a one in pajama pants.
My turn?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I keep forgetting. Turning this. Instagram, to post selfies that look nothing like you.
Yeah, catfishing.
I'm so good at that. If you go on my Instagram.
That's
know,
not even me.
I just put the filters.
Dasani, you can taste the chemicals in every gulp.
Mm-hmm.
I still like it.
Gross.
Oh. I don't mind it.
If it's there, it's not my first choice.
I don't like it.
I like smart water.
Oh, yeah, me too. I like Fiji.
So expensive.
It's so good.
Is it really from Fiji though? Is it really?
I don't know, but it tastes so crisp.
Mm-hmm.
And the bottles. I'm a sucker for bottles. When I go buy wine, I look at the bottles.
Me too.
I just, whatever the graphic is, or if it's like a cool mm-hmm. bottle, I'm buying it.
Especially when I turned 21 and never drank wine in my life, and I was like, oh, I'm 21 now, so
I'm just a sucker for it.
Yeah.
Like they say, don't judge a book by its cover. I'm gonna do it. That's
yeah.
how you're selling it.
I always regret it though.
No, I always do a really good job.
I'm terrible.
It's the fonts, too. You gotta look out for your fonts.
Oh, yeah. That's true.
If the fonts are cheap, the wine's cheap.
Just gotta down it. Plug your nose. This one's from online. FedEx.
Let's go FedEx or UPS, I would say.
Mm-hmm. It's either late, lost, or broken.
Yeah, it is. Dog chow. Dog food or dog food turned into food?
It looks disgusting. That's the wet one, right? Or is
that
dry food?
It's just, yeah, they have both.
Ooh. Like, wet dog food looks gross.
Go ahead.
Harley Davidson. Here for your midlife crisis.
Yeah. It's always old people.
It is. Because they have the money. That's more, I think, what it is.
I don't like motorcycles.
Oh, man. I rode on one without my mom.
Oh, mama.
With some boy. It was so cool.
They're loud.
Yeah, they are loud. Like, you're going to lose your hearing in, like,
it's so annoying. Like, if I'll just be, like, outside looking at something or reading something or watching something on my phone, the motorcycle comes by, I have to rewatch the whole entire thing because I can't hear it.
And they're always, like, the
Why
worst drivers.
Are they so obnoxiously loud?
Mm-hmm.
We have the technology where they don't need to be that loud.
Put something in there.
Yeah. Fix it. Facebook, old people's Tumblr.
Yes.
Still on there, though. I like it so much more than Twitter.
Yeah, Twitter's pretty irrelevant, in my opinion.
You think so?
Yeah.
Because everyone still uses it, but I think Snapchat's where it's at.
No. Yeah, Snapchat and Instagram, for sure.
Okay, good. Because Twitter's too confusing.
Okay.
That's their slogan. WebMD, come to our site to think you have terminal illness.
Yeah.
Every time, I'm always like, I'm going to die. I have cancer.
Yep, I have all of that. KFC, extra crispy, greasy abuse chickens.
God. Those commercials, have you seen them? They never, like, it's always like some old man dressed up as Colonel
Sanders. Yeah, and he's like fried.
Yeah, he's like, he's a comedian or something, but it's not want me. Does not want me to have, no.
Mm-mm. No thanks.
Chicken.
No, thank you.
Subway. This is what I made. It's really fucked up. Come here to tell yourself you are eating healthy, and then say, all the mayo, please.
Extra mayonnaise.
Yep.
Nair, be hairless, smell like ass.
Yeah. It smells like a big ass fart.
Doesn't it burn? I've heard it burn. I've never used
it. No, I've used it. Does it actually work, though?
Yeah, it comes right off, but it smells so bad. Mm. And you smell like it for days. I don't know. It burns the hairs off your body. That's what it does.
And then does your hair come back, like, slower or the same?
Oh. It's, like, gone for, like, 2 weeks or something, whereas, like, your normal hair, it takes a couple days to grow back.
I need to use something for the stash.
You need to wax it.
Wax it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Megan told me that, and I was like, I never realized. I actually have, like white hairs you can't see.
Yeah, I mean, like, if they say if you wear, like, a bright lip or, like, a dark lip or something, it emphasizes that you have white hairs around your lip. So they tell you to, like, wax it.
We'll have to do that when we go on vacation.
Maybe in Michigan.
Veggie grill. YouTubers eat here.
Yeah. That's all. I'm never going to be able to go to one because they're all California.
Postmates.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I don't have Postmates here. Mm. I can't even relate to you.
Nah.
Sephora. Overpriced face paint.
Yep. Every time I told Josh this yesterday because we went to the mall and we walked past there and I said, I always feel like a puppy dog more in there when I'm with Megan because I don't know what the fuck I'm looking at. Everything's everywhere.
I could be a good salesperson in that place.
Yeah, you would. I would,
I'm a good salesperson. If you ever come to me and like, you should buy this and blah, 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 and you're like, okay.
Sure.
What do you have? Are you?
I'm done.
Okay, I have a couple more.
Okay.
This might be a little longer than you guys expected.
Okay.
Maybe like a little commute to work. Then you can wear this. I don't know.
Coca-Cola, we're here to kill your insides.
That's a little dark, but I think I wrote that one.
I think you did too.
Starbucks, come buy our overpriced coffee.
Yeah, and then poop your brains out.
Yes.
I don't understand how people can't afford that every damn day.
Oh my god, people come to my work every single day. The same people.
Do they get expensive things?
Yeah.
I have one lady, she comes in there every single day and gets a hot chocolate with no, salty caramel, add chocolate syrup on top.
Whoa.
You know how many calories that freaking drink is?
Is she big?
500.
Is she bigger?
Yeah, but, like, not huge.
No.
She's just,
must
like,
be the only thing she
a midlife, like, out-of-shape lady.
Oh, okay.
But, like, 500 calories.
That's insane.
A drink, and you're starting your day.
And, okay, so it's hot. Chocolate, what if it's, like, a 95-degree day? She's still on there?
She's there every single day.
Oh, I don't like that.
And she's like, I can't drink caffeine. The only caffeine I can have is my hot chocolate.
Mm.
I love hot chocolate. Chavoclate.
Chavoclate.
Diane, do you love chavoclate?
Cool.
Okay, I think I have a couple more. Netflix, come here to watch all the old movies you never really wanted to watch.
Yeah, and then you're like, oh, this is a good movie. I guess I'll watch it.
Yep.
Or Orange is the New Black.
Yeah, Orange is the New Black. Yeah.
I also saw one that's like you spend more time searching than you end up watching.
And I'm the worst at
it. Yeah, me too.
Ask anybody.
Especially if you're with someone else. When I'm by myself, I'm like, oh, I can try this out. See if I like it.
Or I'm the kind of person, like, I just want to watch the movies that I already know I like.
Me too.
I'm like, I don't care if I've ever seen it.
Yeah.
I don't want to take a chance.
Not the risk. And it makes no sense because they're free.
Yeah. But you don't want to waste your time.
But when I go to a restaurant, I'll like try a new food, but it's like something that I like know I'm gonna like. But with Netflix, it's free, and I'm like, I don't want to risk it.
No,
doesn't make any sense.
I took a risk on Orange Is the New Black. That's all I can do. That took like five people being like, it's really good.
Yeah, okay. But who hasn't seen that show?
Yeah, that's true.
The Buffalo.
Buy one pair of jeans with your whole paycheck.
That was similar to another one I already wrote, but it was kind of creative.
Yeah, so creative.
Activia, eat us to get to get the shit.
Yeah. Jamie Lee Curtis said it's okay.
Everyone's got a shit, guys.
She's the only one that ever says anything about that.
Really?
Jamie Lee Curtis.
She's the spokeswoman.
Yeah. Life, right? She's the only one. I can't get anyone else to do it.
Lady?
We're almost done, honey. No playing right now. Thank you.
Okay. Two more, guys. Facebook. Come here to creep on people from high school.
Yeah. See if they're pregnant or married.
I always. If you're pregnant or married, I've creeped on you.
Hard. Because I just want to compare to see what you were like when we, like, knew each other.
Yeah. And then I'm like, wow, I don't have a baby. I have a good life.
Yeah. Or if they're, like, in a relationship, and they're like, oh, I want to see their new significant other.
Yeah. Me too.
Okay. Hold up there, girly.
Some people, though, like, you go on Facebook, this one guy that I was creeping on him this past week. He was, like, a really cute guy in high school, and he was, like, really popular. Mm-hmm. And he just turned into a hippie. And he's, like, living off the land and stuff now. And it's so weird, because you would just never expect him to be like that.
Yes. Or you have, I've told you this a gajillion times, but...
never on the podcast.
All those guys that you were, like, you were super... crushing on in high school, and they never gave you one glance, mm-hmm. and then you get out, and then, you know, things change.
You start to look decent.
And they like your pictures and try to message you, and you're like, where were you 5 years ago?
You're like, yeah, I learned how to use my expensive face paint mm-hmm. from Sephora.
Yeah.
You wish you could have had this. Could have had this, but sorry.
Sorry, so, not sorry.
You know who you are.
You know what it is.
All right. Last but not least, MySpace. Why are you still on here?
I try to go through my MySpace.
They deleted everything.
They deleted the messages. I messaged everyone on MySpace. Someone asked me to prom on MySpace. I want to see those things.
Justin Timberlake, give us our MySpace back. We want to relive our youth.
The only thing on there is the pictures.
I don't even have all the pictures.
Really?
It's only my profile picture.
And it's hard to use. Like, I don't understand that. I used to be so into creating the background.
I think it's supposed to kind of be like title.
I haven't really gotten the title too much.
No, no one wants to get into title. The reason that title's even relevant is because Beyonce's like, I just dropped my... I'm Beyonce. Oh, and I dropped my whole Lemonade album on title. To be continued with Sweet Tea.
That's her next single.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
That and like they'll drop like music videos, like that Kanye West music video. So I think was on Tidal.
Is Tidal like you pay like a subscription or something?
Yeah, but it's stupid because her album definitely came out like a couple days after on iTunes. Granted, you can't listen to it with Apple Music, which is stupid. I'm so tired of these people competing. Like I pay for Apple Music.
Yeah.
Just give it and let me listen to it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not buying it.
Yeah,
I already paid $10 a month.
I think it's stupid when people are on Spotify or Apple because mm-hmm. I sometimes like preview it on there just to see if I will buy it because I recently did this with the new Steven Tyler CD that came out because he had not done a solo album ever, so I wanted to see what it was like before I bought it.
Is it good?
It's so good. It's not even. It's supposed to be country, but it's not even.
Is it good because you like Steven Tyler, or is it actually good?
They say it's more for the super fans, but you should check it out. Like, you should, anyone might like it. It depends.
I did like Aerosmith.
Like, if you love his voice, and I think his voice makes a major part of Aerosmith, mm-hmm. you might like it.
What happened to his band member? Something happened to him.
Yeah, Joe Perry, that happened again. That's so...
Sorry, we had to pause and come back. Something happened.
Sorry about that. Is it still recording?
No, it's not. Hold on. Okay, again, we had to pause and come back.
Sorry about that.
Here we are again.
But Joe Perry had a cardiac arrest on stage because he plays with, like, the vampire people now. It's, like, made up of Johnny Depp and, I can't remember, it's a bunch of, like, older classic rock guys. And so like, Johnny Depp's in it. Yeah.
Okay.
And Alice Cooper? Yeah. Is that right? Yeah, I think so.
He's the singer.
So yeah, so he collapsed. But he's been off of the last couple shows, and
he's just old.
And Steven Tyler hasn't been able to get into contact with them. But if you guys have never, I read the book. I've said this a gajillion times too. But
she read the book
of Steven Tyler's autobiography. Joe Perry also has one. I haven't gotten to that. But they have gone like years and like months, even when they're in Aerosmith together, where they don't talk to each other because they're fighting that much. Like, really? They fight all the time. But Steven Tyler is like, that's my ride or die, man. But we, like, sometimes we, like, just don't get along.
Yeah, I mean, I get that.
Yeah. So I don't know if they're talking right now, because I don't know if they told him about the solo album. All these things you guys didn't really want to hear, but sorry.
I'm just, you know, I feel so educated.
So we'll keep you updated on Joe Perry. I hope he's okay, because they're supposed to have their final farewell tour.
The final
one. Well, they haven't had one, so this point might be the final one, but I'm gonna go. I've never seen them live.
No, I saw a movie that was like a film of a concert.
Well, was it good?
Yeah, you would have liked it.
I want to see it. It was in theaters.
Yeah. So,
but yeah, that's enough on Aerosmith. I didn't realize that was the Aerosmith episode.
I can tell you everything you need to know.
But, you guys, thanks for watching. Sorry that the past couple episodes have been a little short. We were on vacay, but we will be back with our Dirty 30 episode next week, okay?
That's so exciting.
We might be talking about little dirty things. Because you know what, guys? We grow.
We sex shit.
And you guys want to probably hear stuff about that, too. That's always, you know, sex sells, so.
See you next week.
We'll see you guys next week. Bye!
Lady, shut up!